Fundamentally, there are only two kinds of Christians.
主要呢，就只有两种基督徒。
One are Christians.
一种呢是基督徒。
And the other kind are people who walk with God.
另外一种呢，就是与主同行的人。
Now there's a lot of difference between the two, I can tell you.
这两种人之间有很大的不同，我可以跟大家分享。
One kind of so-called Christian is a Christian that is simply a person who is outwardly a Christian. He goes to church, he believes certain things, he goes to Bible study, he is even active in the church. You have to call him a Christian. He after all, he does believe whatever it is Christians believe.
那一种人呢，就是他们外表就是一个基督徒，他也参加教会很多的活动，也来参加崇拜、查经，也参与教会很多的工作。那我们讲，他是一个基督徒吗？
But the other kind is a person who walks with God.
那是另一种呢，就是与主同行的人。
Whether he comes to church on a Sunday, or he's in another part of the world, or wherever, it doesn't matter. He is always walking with God.
如果就是即使在星期天你不见到他，他在地球的另外一角，但是他还是与主亲近的人。
In other words, there is one kind of Christian that is inwardly a Christian, the one who walks with God.
这种基督徒呢，他内心里边是个基督徒，他与主同行。
And there's another kind that is really mainly outwardly a Christian.
但是另外一种呢，是外表上是一个基督徒。
And the church has mostly just one kind of Christian.
而教会就是充满这一种人。
That's the part that worries me.
这个就是令我焦虑的原因。
It's the kind that are outward. Outward means not that it does not involve your mind.
就是这种外表是基督徒的人。他外表并不是说他思想上没有神。
It doesn't mean that he has no emotions.
这不表示他感情上没有神。
But it has not reached his spirit, the deepest part of his being.
但是在他内心深处心灵的地方。
And if it has not reached the life of Christ, has not reached the deepest part of your being, then you are simply a Christian in the outer sense of the word.
如果基督的生命没有进入到我们心灵最深处的地方，那你还是一个只是外表上的基督徒。
You see, when I talk with Ross, I immediately recognize here is a person who in the deepest part of his being has a communication with God.
当我跟 Ross 弟兄交通的时候，我可以深深地感受到在他心灵最深处里边是跟神有沟通的。
But with most Christians, you will soon recognize that this depth, this spiritual element is not there.
但是很多的基督徒，你可以发现他心灵里边没有这种深度。
That's what I mean by external. If that depth is not there, then all of it is just outward.
没有了这种深度，留下的只有是外表性的东西。
Now the question is, which kind of Christian are you?
那问题就是，你是属于哪一类的基督徒呢？
Now when I share my testimony, I want to make this point very clear.
当我跟大家分享我的见证的时候，我想强调这一点。
I'm not sharing it to entertain anybody about exciting, interesting, fascinating stories.
我的分享不是为了去娱乐大家，去跟大家分享一些很紧张、很有趣的事情。
And they read it and say, oh, very interesting, yeah.
当大家读了之后、听了之后，就觉得啊，非常有趣、非常奇妙。
Even entertaining. It's quite nice to read, you know, when you don't have much anything better to do.
就是当读那见证书的时候，觉得哇，娱乐性很强。如果没有其他的东西做的时候，可以读。
The whole purpose of my sharing this is so that you see what is a Christian in the inner sense, the kind of person who learns to walk with the living God.
我分享的目的就是要大家看到一个心灵深处真正接触到神的基督徒，他应该是怎么样的。
What happens in the life of a person
who walks with God.
当一个人与主同行的时候，你在他的生命可以看到一些什么东西。
And then you'll find, just like Ross and other people who walk with God, they have a lot of things to share. They're always telling you what God did this and God did that. And you're wondering, well, what about me? Is God forgotten about me? No, he hasn't forgotten about you. It's just that his life has not reached yet into the deepest part of your person.
那就好像我们认识的 Ross 弟兄，我们接触他的时候，我们可以看到他有说不完的经历，在主里边的经历。但是我们说，至于我呢，为什么我没有这种经历呢？可能原因就是神的生命还没有进入到你心灵最深度的地方。
Ask yourself again, what kind of a Christian am I?
问自己，我们每一个人问自己，到底我是哪一类的基督徒？
Am I one of these people who, yeah, they are sort of good Christians because they never miss church on Sunday?
我们认识很多基督徒都是好基督徒，因为他们没有错过任何的聚会。
They even are active in the church doing this and that.
或者在教会里边的活动也非常的活跃。
But do you really know God?
但是你是不是真正认识神？
Do you really find that you can commune with him?
你觉得你跟神可以沟通吗？
Listen with your ear. Do you hear his voice?
你用耳朵你可以听到他的声音吗？
No, I don't mean this physical ear.
我不只是这个耳朵。
I'm talking about the ear of your spirit. Are you able to hear his soft whispering voice?
我指的是心灵的耳朵，你能不能够听到他细小的声音？
When he wants to tell you to do something, would you know?
当神要你做一些事情的时候，你知不知道呢？
Otherwise, what is the point of the Christian life? You might as well join any religion.
如果不是的话，当基督徒有什么益处呢？我们也可以参加其他的宗教。
What's better about Christianity than any religion? If you are out of touch with God, you are no different from any other person belonging to any other religion who is also out of touch with God.
如果我们跟神失去这种沟通的话，那基督徒跟其他的宗教又有什么不同呢？
The whole point is that the biblical Christianity is a Christianity of communion with God.
最重要的就是圣经上的基督教就是一个跟神有交通的。
You have that communion?
你跟神有这种的交通吗？
Now you are reading these days in Luke chapter 17, 1 to 10. What is this passage telling you anyway?
我们这几天都在看路加福音第十七章第一到第十节，到底这个经文要教导我们什么东西呢？
Do you feel it's saying anything to you?
我们觉得这个经文有对我们说话吗？
If you have faith, the Lord says, you say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted, go into the sea. What is the message?
在经上说，神说，如果你有信心的话，你可以对这个桑树说，起来栽在海里边。到底这个经文讲的是什么呢？
You see, Jesus is putting a challenge in front of us, is he not?
其实耶稣是在给我们一个挑战，是不是呢？
What is the challenge?
这是什么挑战？
He is saying, here, I tell you what I have said. Now you take me at my word and see if it works or not.
耶稣说，我就跟你讲了这些话，你去做看看是不是真的。
Now, of course, his point is not about mulberry trees, surely.
当然这个经文强调的不是桑树。
I mean, who cares whether a mulberry tree is uprooted or not? I mean, unless it's a trouble in your garden, you have a great big mulberry tree and it's giving you trouble, and it might fall down and crush your house, so you want to move it somewhere else. Is that the point?
当然这个桑树被不被拉起来不是那个关键，除非这个桑树在你的家里边有给你带来一些危险，可能倒下来的时候会将你的房子倒塌，那你就要将它拉起来。但是是不是这个原因呢？
And if it is uprooted from your garden, you don't really mind where it goes. If it goes into a garbage heap, it's all right. Well, why should you plant it in the sea? What's the sea got to do with the mulberry tree?
把这个桑树连根拔起来的时候，那你可以把它丢在垃圾堆里边。但是为什么要把它栽在海里边呢？
So in the end, what you do is you take your magnifying glass and you're studying Luke 17 and these verses and wondering, what is it all about anyway? What are we supposed to do with mulberry trees?
所以我们就用放大镜来看这个经文，路加福音，就讲到底这个经文要讲的是什么呢？
I can tell you that in 2,000 years of church history, nobody has ever uprooted a mulberry tree and planted it in the sea.
我跟大家说，在2000年的这个圣经历史上，从没有一个人将桑树连根拔起来栽在海里边。
Nor has anybody discovered a need to do that.
也没有人觉得有这个必要要这样做。
Clearly, the Lord is telling us, if you walk with me, you are going to see amazing things. You will see impossible things happening.
主就说，如果你跟我同行，跟我亲近的话，在你生命里边，你会碰到奇妙的东西会发生。
And impossible things, not about mulberry trees, but something about eternal life, having to do with the gospel reaching the people.
这个重要的东西呢？不是关于桑树，而是在关于永生的东西，怎么样将这个永生带给其他的人。
That's what my testimony is concerned about. Do you see something what it means to uproot mulberry trees, you see, and plant them in the sea?
所以这就是我见证的目的，就看怎么样，为什么要将这个桑树连根拔起来，栽在海里边。
You see, once you walk with God, you feel His feelings.
当你与主同行的时候，你有这种感受。
His emotions become your emotions.
神的感受成为你的感受。
You know what are his emotions?
你知道神的感受是什么吗？
Maybe not.
可能不知道。
Take Brother Ross to use an example at hand.
我们可以看看 Ross 弟兄的分享。
Here is a foreigner.
他是一个外国人。
He has no Chinese blood in him.
他的血液里边没有中国的血液。
He doesn't have a grandfather or great grandfather who is Chinese.
他没有一个祖父或者是曾祖父是中国人。
His family is not from a Christian background, so he has no missionary background.
他的家人也不是一个基督徒的家庭，也不是布道家的家庭出来的。
Now let me ask you, why would this foreigner care about the Chinese people? Can you tell me why?
我就问大家一个问题，为什么这一个外国人要关心中国呢？
Why should he care whether the Chinese people have a chance to have eternal life or not? Why should he care?
他有什么理由要关心中国人认不认识神，中国人有没有永生，为什么他要去关心呢？
The Chinese people don't care, and here's a foreigner who cares. I was listening here, I felt in my heart so heavy.Here's a foreigner standing here all afternoon trying to tell us Chinese people to bring the gospel to the Chinese people. Now, what is going on here?
中国人自己都不关心了。我今天心里非常沉重，下午的时候看到 Ross 弟兄站在这里要跟中国人去分享，为的就是要拯救中国人。
There's only one explanation.
那这个只有一个理由。
He feels what is in God's heart in the way that you and I...Or maybe many Christians don't feel.
那里就是他深深地感受到神的感情，而很多基督徒没有感受到。
He rushed over from England a few days ago, stopped over here. Tomorrow he rushes to Australia in order to arrange for a group to go to China, and 3 days later he rushes back to London.
他2天前从英国匆匆忙忙地来到这里，现在他已经要赶到澳大利亚去。然后组织一个团队要带他们到中国去。
Running all over the world for the sake of our people, not his people, our people.
他这么忙忙碌碌，为的是谁呢？为了是我们这个民族。
Now Ross went to Cambridge as a young student to study law.
那这个 Ross 弟兄呢，在剑桥大学读的是法律系。
But when, as he told you this morning, maybe most of you didn't know that he went there to study law. But when he met with God, and God met with him in Cambridge, he gave up law and he prepared to serve God. But he didn't know where.
那可能今天早上他还没有跟我们分享，他读的是法律。当他在剑桥大学读法律的时候呢，神找到了他，他碰见了神之后呢，他就做了现在这个布道的工作。
So having given up law, he turned to theology.
那他放弃了这个法律系之后呢，他就读神学。
He didn't find theology very helpful, but he continued to do it anyway.
他当时觉得这个神学读起来对他没有很大的帮助，但是他也继续的去读。
Of course, I know what he meant because he told me that theology. He described the word. He used the word ridiculous.
他那时候我知道他要讲的是什么，他讲起他以前读神学的时候，他用了两个字去形容，就是非常可笑的。
Since we studied the same similar things, I knew exactly what he meant.
因为我也曾经读过神学，好像他那样，所以我知道他所讲的是什么意思。
But the point I want to say is this: Do you feel what God feels? He feels what God feels. He burns inside of him to get the gospel to China. And I look around and I see the others just looking at him and saying, "Oh well, okay, you go ahead. You know, 老外，你到那边去吧。
那最重要的一个问题我要问大家的是，你感不感受到神的感情是怎么样的？我们看到他 Ross 弟兄，他深深地感受到神的感情，他愿意就是将他的生命就献上他的生命去为了将这个救恩带给中国人。
And in the deepest part of my being, I feel the same thing as he feels.
在我内心深处里边，我的感受跟他一样。
That's why I said there is a 共鸣
所以我就跟他说，这是一个我跟他之间的一个共鸣。
In my heart, I've been all my life pondering how to get the gospel to the Chinese people.
在我的生命里边，我一直都在思想怎么样的将这个福音带给中国人。
I sometimes, to be honest, complained to God, and I said, Lord, you're not very fair to us, because.You know, these foreigners have had the gospel for 2,000 years. We are only getting the gospel in the last 200 years. This is not fair, is it?
有时候我甚至坦白地跟神投诉，我说太不公平了。这些老外他有这个福音已经有2000多年，而我们中国人只有200年接触到福音。
I discovered I was wrong.
我发现我是错的。
I discovered that the gospel reached China a long time ago.
我发现原来福音临到中国已经有很长的时间。
In the Tang Dynasty, 唐代的时候。
就在唐代的时候。
唐太宗的时候，Emperor Taizong time in the 7th century.
就在七世纪的时候，唐太宗的时候。
In other words, gospel has been in China for a long time, but it failed.
所以福音其实进入中国也有相当长的时间，只不过它失败了。
Emperor Taizong, who was an open-minded, very capable emperor.
唐太宗是一个思想非常开放，也是很有本事的一个皇帝。
He wrote an edict in his own hand.
他亲手写了一些法律。
After looking at the gospel as it was brought over by the early missionaries.
他当他看了一些当时一些布道家写的东西之后呢？
Of course, those missionaries were not British or French. They were from the Middle East.
那时候，来到中国的布道家并不是从英国或者是欧洲那边去的，是从中东去的布道家。
And he wrote in his own hand when he read the gospel. He said, "This is very good. We Chinese people need the gospel." He said, "I give these people liberty to preach the gospel through all of China."
当唐太宗他读了那个福音之后呢，他觉得这个是对我的人民是非常有好处的。之后他就给他的人民完全的自由去选择信这个宗教。
But the gospel failed in China.
但是福音在中国是失败了。
And scholars are still discussing to this day why it failed.
到现在为止，很多学者都在研究失败的原因是什么。
And I've been recently reading up on this subject as well.
我最近也在读这个。
To try to learn the lessons from history so that we don't repeat the same mistakes.
来找出这个失败的原因，以致我们不会重蹈覆辙。
But I won't go into a history lesson now.
但是我现在不是要跟大家分享历史的东西。
I want to tell you what happens when that burden, when you feel God's feeling within you.
我只是要跟大家去分享，当你能够感受到神的感受的时候，你心里那个重担。
I thought China is so big.
我想中国是那么的大。
How are we going to reach China in a short time, since the time is short?
我们在有限的时间里边，怎么样能够将福音传遍中国呢
？One way, of course, is by radio. We need to broadcast into China.
当然，其中一个方法就是通过收音机无线的方法将福音传遍中国。
So a few years ago, I began to consider how we could broadcast the gospel into China.
所以在几年以前，我已经考虑怎么样将这个福音传播出去。
Now in our church in Montreal,
在我们满地可的教会。
We have a professor of electrical engineering from McGill.
我们有一个电子工程系的一个博士。
I think some of you, including Suyi, will know him. Professor Boon Tech, we call him by his personal name, Boon Tech.
我们当中有一些认识他，他的名字叫做 Boon Tech。
So I asked him about broadcasting into China.
我就问他关于这个广播的事情。
Because he is in the electrical engineering field.
因为他是专业是在电子工程。
But he said that he is in heavy electrical, that is making, what do you call these, 发电机, what was it called in English? What's happening to my English? I forgot my word. What is it called?
Is it microchips?
No.Yeah, power, what you use for 发电, you know, for, goodness, generators, right, is it? Something like that, yeah. Anyway, big things, yeah.
但是他的专业呢是在一些发电机那方面的。
But he said, I know a professor of, who specializes in broadcasting, I'll introduce you to him.
但是他说我认识一个教授是专长是在这个广播方面的，我可以介绍给你。
So he introduced me to this elderly professor who specialized in, also from a professor from McGill who specialized in broadcasting.
所以他就将这个年长的，这个也是在 McGill 大学里边工作的这个教授介绍给我。
So I met this professor, and the first question he asked me is, you know what?
我就见了这个教授，你猜他第一个问题问我什么呢？
He said, "Do you have a lot of money?"
他说你有没有很多钱
？He said, "You don't have a lot of money." I said, "No, I don't have a lot of money." He said, "Then how are you going to broadcast to China?"
他说你是不是有很多钱？我说我没有很多钱。他说那你怎么可以做广播呢
？Because I was talking about setting up transmitters, actually building or buying transmitters to not just buying time on the air, which is very difficult to get.
因为我那时候我想就是要拥有一个发电机，就是这个传送讯息的那个机器。
To set up a whole broadcasting station, he said, "Let me tell you frankly that this kind of thing, shortwave broadcasting stations, are usually affordable only to governments because the only government, national governments, have enough money to build this kind of thing."
我想要有一个广播站，一个就是那种短线短波的那个广播站。那这个教授说我告诉你如果你想要拥有这个广播站呢其实要用很多的钱只有一些政府才能够有这种精力有这种经济的背景去拥有这些广播站
It's simply impossible. We are talking about millions and millions of dollars. And we are not talking millions of Chinese dollars. We are talking millions of US dollars.
那这个里面是很多很多的钱需要几十万很多很多的钱不是人民币而是美元。
So he said, I would suggest that you get in touch with CBC, Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, and see if you can buy time from them.
所以他说我就介绍你，可能你可以在一个加拿大一些广播的地方去买一些时间，那你就用那段的时间去将你的讯息广播出来。
Anyway, I continued to wait on the Lord and said, here's something impossible, yeah? Pulling out the tree, I tell you, building a real... A broadcasting station is much bigger job than pulling out a tree from the ground. Nowadays, you get a big crane come out and you'll pull your mulberry tree out of your garden anytime.
那我就在主里边安静下来，怎么样才可以拥有这个广播站呢？这个就好比就是将这个桑树连根拔那样。其实我们想将树连根拔也不是这么困难的事情，你只要用一个机器将它拔起来就是了。
You maybe hire him for 1 hour with a big crane and it costs you a few hundred dollars. You pull your mulberry tree up. You want to put it in the sea beside there? You can put it in there too.
我们可以就是用一小时叫人来帮忙将这个树拔起来，栽在海里也没问题，都可以做到。
But a radio station? Are we kidding? I think this professor must have thought this guy is really out of his mind.
那要一个广播站是可能的吗？我想当时那个教授就说这个人应该是疯了。
But I believe in the word of God.
但是我相信神的话。
I believe God can do more than pull mulberry trees up and plant them in the sea. Even greater things than that. We haven't seen anything yet.
我相信神有这种能力能够将这个桑树连根拔栽在海里边甚至是更大的事情。
Two years later.
几年之后。
One of the co-workers came to me and said, have something to tell you.
有一个同工来到我的面前，就说我有一些事情要告诉你。
There is an American organization that wants to sell a radio station.
那有一个美国的组织想要卖掉他们的广播站。
Oh, suddenly all my conversations and thoughts conversation with this professor and thoughts about the radio station. What? Somebody said you want to buy a radio station.
那我就想起跟这个教授里边那个跟他谈的东西一下都呈现在我的脑海里边。
These people, we didn't even know them. Of course, they didn't know it. For some reason that I don't know why, only God knows why, they approached us and asked if we want to buy their station.
就是很奇怪的原因，他们这些人亲自去问我们要不要买他们的广播站。
I hardly dare to ask how much does it cost.
我当时也不敢问多少钱。
After remembering what the professor said to me.
因为我记得教授跟我说的。
So the figure was named to me.
那个数目呢？
And I was told that this organization is in very serious financial problems.
我知道这个组织呢，他们的经济上出现很困难的时候。
They are willing to sell the station at a fraction of the original cost.
他们因为经济上出现问题，他们愿意以很低的一个价格，就是他们比他们本来原本的价格低很多的数目卖出去。
But even a fraction of the cost, we are talking six-digit numbers.
即使是他们原本价格的一小部分，其实也有六个数目字。
We are talking $1 million or something.
我们是十万以上的价钱。
百万
以上。百万以上的价钱。
$1 million? Where we got $1 million from?
一百万，我们在哪里可以有这个钱呢？
And we are not talking Chinese or Hong Kong dollars. We are talking U.S. dollars here.
我们所说的并不是香港的钱或者是中国的人民币，而是美国的钱。
Now let me ask you.Have any of our leaders approached you to ask for $1 for radio station?
那我想问大家，有没有曾经一些领导来到你的面前向你收款去支持这个广播站呢？
Has it ever been any fundraising in the churches?
在教会有没有一些筹款的活动曾经出现呢？
As you are my witness, nobody asked you for a cent.
你是我的见证人。从来没有人向你要过一分钱。
There's only one person I talked to.
只有一个我跟他说的一个人。
My God.
神。
My God, where do I have $1 million?
我的神，我怎么样有一百万的钱呢？
Now you see what I mean. Pulling out the mulberry tree was no problem to me. Now we are talking. Where is this money going to come from?
那你可以知道我是什么意思呢？将一个桑树连根拔并不是一个太大的问题，而怎么样才能找到这笔钱呢？
Well, we have a reasonable number of people in our churches.
在我们所有的教会人数也有相当的数目字。
Maybe we could say, well, how about everybody, you know, take out $100 to a few hundred dollars, and maybe, you know, we can manage something together.
我们说啊，其实我们可以说每一个人每一个教友可以拿出几百块钱，我们一起凑合起来。
If that's the case, why do I need to believe in Jesus' words?
如果可以这样做的话，那我何必相信耶稣的话呢？
Jesus said, "Speak to this mulberry tree and say to it, 'Be uprooted.'"
耶稣说，你跟这个桑树说，它就能够成就。
Well, I prefer to talk with God since I'm not quite sure how to talk to a radio station.
我情愿跟神说，因为我不知道要怎么跟广播站说我的心意。
Well, the American people who owned the station came to see us.
那这个广播站的这些美国人，他就来看我。
So we discussed the matter together.
我们一起去讨论这件事情。
And trusting in the Lord, we proceeded to say, "All right, we will take the station."
那信靠神的心的时候，我就跟他说，我们要拿下这个广播站。
But I said I would like you to remain in partnership with us.
但是我想跟你跟我要你跟我有一个伙伴的关系。
even though you only have a very small, actually they have no say in the station, whatever.
其实他们对这个广播站，他们不能够有什么的意见。
But they nominally have a 10% share in it.
他们只有10%的一个股权。
And to my amazement, they kept thanking us, thank you so much.And they were selling it at a fraction of the cost to us, and they were thanking us because I did not realize at the time that we were not just acquiring a station, but we were actually saving them from collapse.
其实呢，他们因为这样子，他们对我们很多的感谢，跟我们说了很多的感谢的话。那我就很奇怪，之后我才发现，其实我们加入他们的时候呢，就是他们经济非常困难的时候。
And as a result, we have become very good friends with one another in the Lord. Really, very sweet friendship in the Lord.
所以其实我们也是在那个情况之下拯救了他们。所以之后我们成为非常好的朋友，在主里边。
As you know that today we are broadcasting into China every day for 4.5 hours.
大家都知道，我们每天4.5小时的时间向中国广播。
I'd like you to think what that means.
我想你去看看到底这个是什么意思呢
？Some of the co-workers from the radio station I met with before coming here to this camp.
我没有来这个营会之前呢，我有机会见到在广播站工作的几位同工。
They had a special survey map of China.
他们有一个关于中国地方的一个地图，调查地图。
And they showed that at the present power of transmission.What area of China was being covered by the broadcast?
从这个调查表里边呢，可以看到在中国哪一个地方能够收听到这个广播。
And it showed that 80% of China can receive the broadcast.
从这个调查的结果呢，发现80%的地方可以收到这个广播。
Now 80% of 1.3 billion people is how much?
在13亿人口当中的80%是多少人呢
？That's nearly 1 billion people.
差不多是有10亿的人。
Imagine that.
我们可以想象一下吗
？We can reach more people in one day with the gospel through the broadcast than most Christians could do in several lifetimes.
你可以想象，在一天通过这个广播的方法，福音可以传给那些人的人数，比一个基督徒你。以倍的生命可以接触的人还多得多。
Now this is not man's accomplishment.
这个不是人的成就。
None of us can accomplish any of these things.
我们没有一个人能有这个能力去做这些事情。
I want to show you that the passage you are reading in Luke 17 is something that I'm testifying to you myself that God has done that and more.
我要向你见证我们现在读的路加福音十七章的事情的经历。我见证里边可以看出它是非常真实的，神能够做比那个更大的事情。
So some of you are saying, okay, now you talked about something like $1 million. So where did you get the $1 million?
那你说到底你刚才说要有百万的那个钱去成就这件事情，到底你怎么去得到呢
？First of all, I had to go forward by faith. We had no idea. I had eventually no idea how to get this money.
基督徒要凭信心生活，凭信心去走。
There was somebody who wanted to offer the money, but I refused his money.
有人要给我这个数目的钱，但是我拒绝了。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because his spiritual life was not acceptable.
因为那个人的属灵生命是不能够被接受的。
He had the money. He's very rich.
他有那个的钱，他非常富有。
He was willing to give.
他也愿意给。
I refuse to accept.
但是我拒绝去接收。
You see, we must put our trust in God, not in man, not in the riches of man.
你看，我们要将信心放在神上面，而不是放在人上面，不是放在人的钱财上面。
I told him that unless he repented of a certain sin.
我跟他说，除非他为了自己一些的罪悔改。
A sin, you know, where he offended somebody else completely unnecessarily.
那个罪呢，就是他得罪了一些人，不必要的得罪了一些人。
I will not accept his money.
我不接收他的钱。
And he thought that if I have no other way, if he doesn't, you know, come up with this million US dollars. I have no other source. And he was right. I have no other source.
那个人他就想，如果这个百万不是这样子拿来的话，牧师根本是没有办法去得到这个数目的。这个其实是真实的。
I have no other source on earth, but I do have a source in heaven.
我在地上找不到这个钱的来源，但是在天上我可以找到。
So he thought that he would not, he refused to put the matter right, and that if he held out long enough, I would be forced to come to him and accept his money.
因为他也没有去为了自己的罪去悔改，不想去纠正他的过失。他想可能时间拉长的话，我会向他去接收这笔钱。
And to this day, I have not accepted his money.
到今天为止，我还是拒绝他的。
Right, and now I don't need his money anymore.
但是现在我也不需要他的钱了。
Because the station has been paid off.
因为这个广播站已经是交了钱。
I think he was amazed.
我相信他是非常惊讶的。
He thought he surely has his hand on my throat. If I don't ask him for the million, I have no million to give.
可能他以为他的手是掐在我的脖子上，知道如果我不接受他的钱，我是没有办法成就。
So how can I demand that he must repent of his sin?
但是我怎么样去要求他为自己的罪悔过呢？
I still demand it, even to this day. You don't repent, I don't want your money. I don't even want to see your money.
到现在为止，我还是有这个要求，要他去为自己的过失悔改。如果不是的话，我不会去接收他的钱。
Many months later, he phoned and through somebody else, and he said, "Do you need some financial help?" I said, "Not from you, I don't."
几个月之后呢，他又给我打电话说，你需不需要一些经济上的帮助呢？我说，不是从你而来的，从你而来的我不能接受。
So then, where is it going to come from?
那应该是从什么地方而来呢？
Do you believe in the God who can do the impossible?
你相信神可以做不可能的事情吗？
Well, I won't go through all the details. We don't have the time for that.
我们在这里没有时间很详细的一一说出来。
You see, if it was my sharing God's burden to bring the gospel to China, I'm only sharing His burden. The burden is His. I'm only sharing a small part of it.
你看这个是从什么开始呢？就是。我分担了神的心里边的负担，我只不过是分担神负担其中的一小部分。
And when you walk in tune with God, you don't look at what your eyes can see. You look at your bank account. You have no money to buy a station. Come and be realistic.
当你跟神很亲近的同步走的时候，你眼看的并不是地上的东西，你并不是看的是银行里边的存款够不够你用。
Is God real to you or not?
神对你来讲是不是真实呢？
How real is he?
他对你来讲有多真实？
Real enough to put $1 million on the table to buy a station?
有没有真实到能够使你相信神有这个办法将百万放在桌子上？
We Christians are dreamers?
基督徒是不是做梦的人呢？
I tell you, if my God were not real, I am not standing here today.
如果神不是真实的话，我今天不会站在你们的面前。
I dare take the challenge of $1 million, and I will say, "Will you take the station?"
我愿意去接受这个百万钱这个的挑战。
Not because I got many money in the bank.
不是因为我在银行里边有存款。
But because I got a God who tells me, "Do it, and just trust my word."
因为我有一个神告诉我，你去做。
Was it Nike that has something called Do It? Is it Nike? It's a motto, is it? Yeah? Well, I tell you, the Christian knows a lot more about doing it than Nike does.
在这个名牌 Nike 里边，是不是有一个口号叫做“去做吧”？
I don't know what Nike means by Do It, but I know what my God means by Do It.
其实基督徒呢，就是要活出这个口号，要去做。我不知道 Nike 他喊这个口号的意思是什么，但是我知道基督徒为什么要喊这个口号。
I tell you, my boast is in God. What a God! What a God!
我的希望是在神里边，他是一个多真实的神。
I want to tell you something else. I never approach a person to ask for funds.
我要跟你分享的，我从来没有问一个人要求这些款项。
I never went to somebody say.You happen to have $2 or $3 million lying around in the bank?
我从来没有对一个人说，你是不是刚好有几百万在银行里面用呢？
You know how God works? God moved them to talk to me. I didn't talk to them.
你知道神怎么行事的吗？神感动他们。